Good morning.
早安。
We are delighted to be back with you, and I'm especially delighted that my wife is able to be with me today.
真是很高兴能够再一次的回到这里来，而且今天我的妻子也跟着我在这里。
I've always told you that I was married. Now I have proof.
我一直告诉你我是结婚的，现在我有证明了。
Would like to say congratulations to you. I understand that you finished the book of Exodus.
我要恭喜你们，我听说你们读完了出埃及记。
And it has some very powerful biblical principles for us even in the New Testament.
在圣经中，这个出埃及记带着有非常强有能力的圣经中的教导。
I especially enjoy the book of Exodus from the perspective of deliverance out of bondage.And purchase, bring us into freedom.
我在出埃及记有特别的负担，我看到了让我们从捆绑中能够释放出来，能够带我们进入应许之地。
It's both from and into.
是带我们出进入一个新的地方。
It provides for us a foreshadow of salvation, a picture of salvation.
它给我们看到一个救恩的前影。
And ultimately, the book of Exodus points to Jesus Christ as our Passover lamb.
出埃及记也指出了耶稣基督是我们逾越节的羔羊。
But this morning, I'd like to focus on a little bit different facet of the book of Exodus.
今天早上我们要从另外一个层面来看出埃及记。
And focusing on the deliverance out of the mentality, out of a slave mentality.
要从一个奴仆的心态，要怎么样从奴仆的心态里出来。
You say, well, of course, we haven't had slavery since the Civil War.
你可能会说，自从了那个我们的战争，我们已经很久没有奴仆的这个形象了。
But the reality is that slavery is still very, very prevalent in the world today.
可是事实上，奴仆的这个心态还是一直存在着。
And slavery is even found in the mindset of many believers.
而奴仆的心态也一直在许许多多的信徒中间存在着。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
让我们来看加拉太书第四章。
I encourage you to read the whole chapter to get the context of these verses, but we're just going to read a few verses this morning.
我鼓励你能够把第四章从头到尾念一遍，所以你能够知道它的在讲的是什么。不过我们今天只是要讲几段经文。
In Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
第四章第六到第七节。
Says, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out.Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
加拉太书第四章第六节第七节，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就是靠着神为后裔。
We can't possibly cover everything in a short message this morning, but I would like to do some comparisons between the mindset of a slave and the mindset of a son.
我们不可能照一个这么短短的时间把所有的观念都讲得完全，所以我们要来比较一下一个儿子该有的什么样的心怀意念。
Before we do that, let's do just a little simple word study.
在我们再讲以前，我们先来看看字是怎么用的。
In the NIV, it has the word, in the book of Exodus, in the NIV has the word grumbled, the King James has the word murmured.
在出埃及记里头，新约版本说的是抱怨，在亲近本里头讲的是怨言。
It's the Hebrew word loon, which means to stop or to stay in one place permanently.
在希伯来文这个字是用来是说停止，或是停止在一个地方永远的停留在那里。
It means to be obstinate.
带着顽固的意思。
Someone asks you to do something and you just simply say, no, I'm not going.
有人叫你做一些事情你就是说不去。
You've seen the two-year-old in the mall.
你看到两岁的小孩在那个买东西的地方。
Who just sat down in the middle of the walkway and said, no, I'm not going.
他就坐在那个路的中间就坐下来就说我不去。
Of course, that never happened to our children, but maybe somebody else's, but never ours.
当然，这从来不会在我们自己的孩子身上发现，永远都是别人的孩子。
But it also happens to adults.
这也在大人的身上也发生过。
When we say in our hearts, "No, I'm not doing that."
当我们的心里说不，我不去做。
And the Israelites said, "No, I'm not doing that."
所以以色列人就说不，我不做。
And they complained against God.
所以他们向神抱怨。
And in their hearts, they just stopped.
他们的心真的就停在那里。
And when you stop in your heart, ultimately you stop in your body.
当你的心停了，你的行动也停了。
And it kept them from getting to promised land.
这就拦阻了他们进入应许之地。
So the question for us is, do you want to move forward to promised land or stop where we are?
所以问题是，你要愿意进入应许之地呢，还是你要停留在原处？
Let's go to the first contrast.
我们来看第一个比较。
The first contrast, is what we call worldview. I believe, either last year or the year before, I introduced a Greek word to you.
我想第一个比较，我们来看看这个世人是怎么来看的。大概一两年前，我讲过这个类似的信息。
That Greek word is phronema.
在希腊文是说 phronema.
It comes from another Greek word, which is phroneo.
从另外一个希腊文来的 phroneo.
That word comes from another Greek word, which is phren.
那个字就从另外一个希腊文来的 phren.
P-H-R-E-N in English.
在 P-H-R-E-N, 在英文是这么说的。
Have you ever heard of a diaphragm?
你有没有听过一个圆规形的东西。
When you have the hiccups,
当你打嗝的时候
，the diaphragm moves back and forth.
哦，你心里这个胃里的那个东西，就那个气，好像就上上下下。
The Greek word phren is this middle section right here.
希腊文这个 phren 就是讲那个肚子这个中间这一段。
So the English word diaphragm comes from the Greek word phren, which is midsection.
所以英文的这个肚子中间这一段就是从希腊文的这个 phren 这个中间这一段来的。
Phroneo comes from phren, phronema comes from phroneo.
这些字就一个延伸到原来的希腊文。
This Greek word is used three times in the book of Romans.
这个字在罗马书用了三次。
It talks about, in Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7, it talks about carnally minded and spiritually minded.
在罗马书第八章第七节跟第八节讲到的是说，一个肉体的跟属灵的不同。
So when you read this and you see the word mind, we think the mind up here.
当我们想到心思，我们想到是头脑的心思。
But that's actually not what it's referring to.
可是事实上并讲的不是那个头脑的心思。
That uses a different Greek word.
在希腊文其实用的是不同的字。
This is the Greek word phronema, which comes from the midsection.
从希腊文来说，是从我们身体的中间出来的。
And it actually means your worldview, how you see the world.
这是说到当你看到这个世界的时候。
Does that make sense?
明白吗？
In English, sometimes there is a phrase that we use that says, I have a gut feeling.
在英文里头，我们有时候会说，我有一个直觉。
Sometimes called by females called women's intuition.
对女孩子说，这是女孩子的直觉感觉。
You say, well, how do you know?
你说你怎么知道？
I just know.
我就是知道。
No, tell me, how do you know?
跟我说嘛，你怎么知道的嘛？
I have a gut feeling.
因为我有这个直觉。
This is world view.
这就是我们的世界的我们的看法观念。
And Paul saying we can have a carnal world view or a spiritual world view.
保罗说我们可以有一个从肉体来的一个观念，或者是从属灵来的观念。
Now, to me, the fascinating thing is that as you go through Romans chapter 8, in verse 27, it uses this phrase called the mind of the Spirit.
可是对我来说，罗马书第八章非常稀奇的是，到了第八章二十七节的时候，讲到属灵的心意。
It's the same Greek word, phronema.
可是是同一个希腊文，从这个 phronema 从这个中部来的。
It's the world view of the Holy Spirit.
可是是从圣灵的观念，是从圣灵的观念来讲。
Does that make sense?
清楚吗？
And in the transition from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset is the world view of the Holy Spirit.
而当我们从一个肉体的观念转换到属灵的观念的时候，是因着圣灵在我们的肚腹里头的做工。
Do you believe that the world view of the Holy Spirit is natural or supernatural?
你相信圣灵的这个世界圣灵的观念是超乎的呢，还是超能力的？
If you believe in God, you believe in the supernatural.
如果你信神，你知道这个能力是超乎我们自然的能力的。
In the transition from a slave to a son or daughter is the transition from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset.
当我们把我们奴仆的心态转换成儿子的心态的时候，就是靠着圣灵从一个肉体的肉体的心思换成一个属灵的心思。
And when he says spiritual mindset, when we get to verse 27, we realize that it's the world view of the Holy Spirit.
当我们说到在属灵上的心思，在罗马书第八章二十七节的时候，讲的就是关于圣灵他给我们的这个观念。
It's having the same mindset, the same worldview that the Holy Spirit has.
我们就会有与圣灵同样一个来看这个世界的观念。
Let's go through the comparison.
让我们来看看一下这些，来看这些比较。
For worldview, for a slave, it's a worldview of bondage.
奴仆在大家的观念上面就是一个带着捆绑的意思。
Everything is pain, everything is suffering.
每一件事情都是痛苦，都是难受。
Everything is about work.
都是跟我们工作有关。
Everything is about law.
每一件事都是跟律法有关。
Everything is about performance and failure to meet that performance.
每一件事都是跟我们的作为，我们的表现，每一件事都是关乎我们是在表现上的失败。
What slave master is ever satisfied with the performance of his slave?
对奴仆的想法就是每一件的表现都是关于要如何的来符合他那个表现，达到要求。
Do you work for God?
你是为神工作吗？
Or do you work with him?
还是你是与神同工？
There's a difference.
这有不同。
We can work for him with the mentality of a slave.
我们可以为神工作，带着一个奴仆的心态。
And that he's the slave master.
他是一个奴仆的主人。
And we simply learn to obey the slave master.
我们只是单单的学习如何来顺服那个主人。
And I would more than suggest that that's the wrong worldview.
我要对大家建议的，那其实是一个不正确的观念。
He's not a slave master.
他不是一个奴仆的主人。
He's a loving heavenly father.
他是一个爱的天父。
You see, the mindset of a son is a worldview of freedom.
对，在一个孩子的一个儿子的观念的时候来看，是带着自由的。
Jesus Christ purchased us at the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago.
耶稣基督两千年前在加略列山上已经买赎了我们。
And for us to be able to see that picture and to see the deliverance that he brought us out of the world and into the light.
我们要看到那个图画，他从那个捆绑的地方把我们带出来，进入那个光中。
gives us the freedom to be able to say, Lord, you purchased my life, you can spend my life wherever you choose.
我们可以看到说，主，你买赎了我们，所以你可以把我们带到任何你要我们去的地方。
Do you remember the verse that says, you are not your own, you were bought with a price?
你记得那个经文吗？你不是属于你自己，你是被救赎出来，被买赎出来的。
No longer a slave, but I'm free.
不再是奴仆，因为我们得了自由。
I'm free to obey because of love.
我因着自由，我愿意顺服，因为有神的爱。
The slave grumbles about every problem.
奴仆埋怨任何的所有的事情。
This isn't right, that's not right.
这个不对，那个也错。
Some of us are caught up in perfectionism.
我们有的人觉得我们一定要完美。
Everybody else is imperfect except us.
每个人其他人都不够完美，除了我以外。
And maybe once in a while I will admit that I'm not perfect.
可能有那么少少的机会，我会承认我不太完美。
But everything in my life has to be perfect, perfect, perfect.
可是在我的生活中每一件事情一定是要完美完美
And we think it's so spiritual.
我们觉得我们自己多么的属灵
And it's not.
事实上并不是如此
There's only one who's perfect.
只有一位是完全的
And that's my Lord Jesus Christ.
那是我的主耶稣基督
And because I find myself in Christ, that's where I obtain my perfection.
因为我知道我在耶稣基督里所以我才能够得到我的完全
Now, does that mean that we don't look for excellence?
难道这就表示说我们不要追求那个完美吗
No, we look for excellence.
不，我们要追求。
I'm not looking for perfection, I'm looking for excellence.
我不是要追求那个我是完美的，我是要追求那个最好的。
I'm looking for excellence because the King is worthy of excellence.
我追求那个最好的，因为我的主是最好的主。
But even in all of my attempts,To give excellence, there are times of failure.
虽然我追求，可是那个有我有失败的时候。
And so I take my failures to the foot of the cross and present them to him in the same way that I present my successes to him at the foot of the cross.
所以我把我的失败，也同样的把我的成功的时候，我都带到主耶稣十字架的脚前。
What's the difference?
不同在哪里
The difference is in the motive of the heart.
不同是在我们的心思里头的意念。
And instead of grumbling about all of the problems, we simply cry out to the Lord.
与其我们抱怨我们面对的问题，我们单单只是要呼求我们的主。
The slave focuses on the problem.
奴仆是 注目在问题的 上面
The son focuses on the solution
儿子在注视在解决方法
When you focus on the problem You have to find out whose fault it is
当你注意注精力在注视在那个问题上的时候你要找出谁是引起那个问题的
you have to have an investigation
你要有一个调查
Where did this come from?
到底怎么来的
Why did this happen?
为什么发生
And we spend all of this time trying to find out whose fault.
我们花了这么多的精力来找出到底是谁的错。
When we need to focus on the solution.
当我们看到我们要注视在解决办法的上面的时候。
Bring a resolution.
我们把我们的解决的方法。
And then do some investigation so that it doesn't happen again.
然后我们做一些调查，然后我们希望不会再发生。
In the first 2 weeks of May, we were in Asia.
五月的头两个星期，我们在亚洲。
And the traffic in Asia is a little different than the traffic in New York.
亚洲的交通跟纽约大不相同。
And there's pedestrians crossing the street, with multiple cars and buses going back and forth.
行人就在路上走来走去，过马路，而那个车子同样的也是同时的进行。
I thought Manhattan was busy.
我想到曼哈顿是非常拥挤的地方。
But Manhattan cannot compare to the cities that we visited.
可是曼哈顿跟我们去的那个地方实在比不来。
In a taxi, we had so many what we would call near misses.
我们坐在那个计程车上，我们看到很多时候那个就是这么一点点，我们就要碰到人了。
No problem.
没问题。
It's not a, to them it's not a near miss.
对他们来说，这个不可能会碰上的。
And it finally began to understand that it's in the mentality.
我发现到这是我的看法。
See, in the Western mindset, in Manhattan, you have my space.
你在曼哈顿，在西方人来说，我们常常说我的范围。
And if you violate my space, you're in trouble.
如果你侵犯了我的范围，你要小心了。
And if I think that you are too close to my vehicle, I honk my horn.To punish you for getting too close to my space.
如果你的车子跟我的车子太近了，我会对你按喇叭，去告诉你，你跟我太近了。
But it seems to me, my observation is that in Asia, it's not my space, it's our space.
在亚洲，我发现我观察到不是我的范围，是我们大家的范围。
And if there's a half a car length in front of your taxi.The car next to you has the right to share that half of the space.
如果你的车跟前面的车还有半个车的距离的话，有另外一个车可以来参入进来，因为它可以进来。
You see, in Manhattan, we would focus on the problem.
在曼哈顿，我们看到的，我们专注的是在问题上面。
But the taxi driver in Asia focuses on the solution.
可是，计程车在亚洲是他们是专注在如何解决方法。
In Asia, the horn is not for punishment; it's for warning.
在亚洲，按喇叭不是为了要惩罚你，而是要提醒你。
The first week we were there.
第一个，我们在那里的第一个星期。
It was very exciting to ride in the back of a taxi.
在坐在计程车后面真的是很兴奋。
The second week we were there.
第二个星期。
It was like, oh, that was normal.
哦，我们就很习惯了。
No problem.
没问题。
And we started to relax.
我们开始就很悠闲了。
The first week we were with our friends and they took us most everywhere.
第一个星期我们的朋友带着我们。
The second week we took some vacation. We went to a city, just the two of us.
第二个星期就是我跟我的妻子，我们自己有了一些旅游。
And so we showed the taxi driver the address of the hotel where we were going.
我们跟那个计程车司机跟他们讲我们住的地方的地址。
And because the hotel was brand new, he didn't know the location of the hotel.
那个旅馆是新的，所以这个计程车司机不清楚那个地方。
So we were already on our way.
我们已经开始在路上了。
And so I was able to pronounce Chujiang.He goes, oh yeah, watch it out, two jump. But as he's driving, he's turning around saying, fuck. And inside I'm going.
我跟他说那个住址，他说，哦，我知道，他一边开车一边就往后看，我心里是跟他讲，看前面。
No problem.
没问题。
We focus on the solution.
我们是注意那个解决的方法。
And as we got close to that district, it occurred to him where the hotel is, and it was a new one.
当我们进入到那个地区的时候，这个那个计程车司机才发现，哦，他知道了这个地方，那个新的旅馆的地方。
It's no problem.
真的是一点问题都没有。
When there's no traffic,
当那个没有交通不阻塞的时候
，130 kilometers an hour,
130英公里的车速
，No problem,
没问题。
The mentality of the slave asks questions of doubt.
一个奴仆，他对问题来说总是带着疑问的心态。
We've talked about this before.
我们以前说过。
Listen to yourself ask questions.
你听自己问问自己的问题。
Do you ask questions of faith or questions of doubt?
当你问问题的时候，你是带着信心来问，还是带着疑问来问？
Oh, Can we go on this mission trip?
我能去这个宣教 的地方吗?
Is it possible?
可能吗?
Well, first we pray.
当然我们第一个要先祷告。
And when God puts it in our heart that we should go, then we go.
当神告诉我们说我们应该去,我们就去。
If he does not say go, then don't go.
如果神没有说去,那我们就不去。
My wife and I waited on the Lord to open the door for this recent trip.
我的妻子和我等待神给我们的指示来对了这一次的旅游。
We waited 22 years.
我们等了22年。
But we wanted his blessing and his timing.
因为我们等的是他的祝福和他的时间表。
And when he opened the door, he makes the provision.
当他应允了，他会也会有供应。
The slave asked questions of doubt. Oh, I don't know if we can do this.
奴仆问问题的时候，带着怀疑的心态。哦，我不晓得我能做。
But the son asked questions of faith.
可是儿子是带着信心来询问。
God says this is the right time to go. We believe He will supply the finances.
所以神说这个是一个好的 时光 去所以我们相信他会 带给我们财务上的供应。
Let's look at the next contrast.
那我们来看看下一个我们的比较。
The relationship to time.
来看时间上的比较。
The slave holds on to the past.
奴仆总是紧握着过去。
It's very difficult for a slave to forgive.
非常的让奴仆非常难的是他不能忘记。
He remembers the previous conflict and the one before that and the one before that and the one before that.
你记不记得我们过去的征战，过去的还有在前面的，在前面一个的。
But a son knows how to take the grace of God to forgive.
可是神的儿子知道能够领受神的恩典而忘记。
And when they forgive, they let go of the past.
当他们愿意饶恕的时候，他们也会忘记。
I understand that the memory of the past is there.
我知道对过去的记忆是存在的。
But through forgiveness, the power of that memory is covered by the blood of Jesus.
可是因着神的恩典，那个赦免能够把这个记忆力放到过去。
And that hurt and that wound of the past no longer has an influence in my life.
那个受伤，那个不公平的地方不再影响我将来的生活。
Maybe someone said something to you a few months ago.
可能有的人几个月前跟你说了一些话。
And it was very hurtful.
是非常难受的。
And so for the next 2 months, one of you sits on one side of the congregation and the other one sits on the other side.
所以在接下来两个月，一个人就是坐在大堂的左边，一个人坐在大堂的右边。
And if we're not careful, we can be like the slave who holds on to the past.
如果我们不小心的话，我们就会像奴仆一样，总是紧握着过去。
And we just avoid each other.
我们就是彼此的来避不见面。
But through the power of the blood of Jesus and forgiveness, you can forgive that person for what they spoke.
可是借着神大能的保险，还有那个赦免的权利，我们可以彼此饶恕。
The past no longer has an effect.
过去不再对我们有影响。
And you can greet them today, even sit next to them today, because you're living in the moment.
你可以彼此问安，也可以坐在一起，因为我们是活在当下的。
You also embrace that there's a hope for the future.
而对了未来，对将来，我们有盼望，所以我们愿意去拥抱它。
The slave learns by negative experience.
这个奴仆是从负面来学习。
It was always a whip on the back.
总是在他们的背上带着鞭伤。
And a slave mentality means that there sometimes has to be pain in that person's life in order to get them to do something.
在奴仆他们的心态上总是觉得他们需要有点受伤，他们才能够往前。
They're so disappointed in their heavenly father that when they see something that needs to be done, they just fold their arms and say, No, I'm not going to do that.
对父神来说，这真是很失望的一件事情，因为父神让他们往前的时候，他们就是把手卷起来了，说不，我不去。
Even when the prompting of the Holy Spirit is there to prod them and to move them on, you say, no, I'm not doing that.
即使是圣灵一直在提醒他们，在催促他们往前，他们还是说，我不去。
Last time I did that, I got criticized for doing it. I'm not doing that.、No.
上回我做的时候，我受了许许多人的指责，所以这一次我不去，我不做。
And sometimes it takes pain in order to get us to move.
有的时候是要带着伤痛让我们往前。
That's a slave mentality.
这是一个奴仆的心态。
A son or a daughter is prompted by the gentle promptings and leadership of the Holy Spirit.
儿子的心态是因着圣灵温柔的带领往前。
Because they have the world view of the Holy Spirit.
因为他们是带着圣灵的观念来看事情。
If the Apostle Paul knew all of the pain that he was going to go through ahead of time, do you think he would have continued?
你想，如果保罗他如果知道他将要受的所有的苦难，事先知道的话，你想他会再往前走吗？
If he knew he was going to be shipwrecked and abandoned,
如果他知道他会遭到船难而被人家遗弃，
Would he have gotten on board the ship?
你想他会上那个船吗？船吗？
We should not be in a place where pain is our motivator. We need to be in a place where love is our motivator.
我们不要用一个灾难来引动我们往前，我们需要因着爱来引动我们往前。
I think one of the things we see about the life of the Apostle Paul is that love was his motivator.
我们在保罗身上看到的是爱在引领着他。
A slave gets no rest.
奴仆没有安息。
But a son or a daughter enters into the Sabbath rest.
可是神的儿女能够进入安息日的安息。
They enter into that Sabbath rest by faith.
他们因着信，所以能够进入那安息日的安息。
And even when everything around them is wind and waves back and forth.
当然，他们周遭的环境还是一样的动荡不安。
Like Jesus resting in the boat.
就像主耶稣在那个船上能够安睡一样。
They're at peace.
有安息。
I wish I could say that I was there.
我真是很盼望我能够在那里。
I'm still learning.
我还在学习。
I'm not there yet.
我还没达到那个地步。
When the wind and waves happen around me like this, I get anxious inside.
当我周遭的环境动荡不安的时候，我心里有点不平安。
Not as anxious as I used to.
当然，跟过去比较，我好的很多。
I think my wife can testify that there's an improvement this year as opposed to 5 years ago.
我想我的妻子可以为我做见证，我今年的表现比五年前好得多。
I remember going through a very difficult time about 8 to 10 years ago.
我记得8到10年前，我也经历过一段很艰难的日子。
And it took not a couple of weeks.
不只是几个星期。
Not a couple of months.
不是几个月。
It took a couple of years to get through that.
而是经历了几年来过那段日子。
And when it was all over,
当这一切都过去了
I said to myself,
我跟自己说
I wish I had not spent so much energy fussing.
我但愿我没有那个过去那段时间没有花这么多的精力来抱怨
Instead of trusting that God had it under control.
我应该要相信我们的神在一切是在他的掌管之中。
The slave gets no rest, but the son enters into a Sabbath rest.
奴仆没有安息，而神的儿女能够进入到安息日的安息。
Let's go to the third one.
来看第三个比较。
Testimony.
见证。
By the way, if you want to have the PowerPoint, just ask one of the brothers or sisters here.
如果你要这个投影的那个 copy 的话，你可以跟弟兄姐妹来询问。
The slave lives for the day.
奴仆就是活在一天之内。
And their testimony is simply for a day.
所以他们的见证就是非常短暂的。
Their testimony usually has something to do with either justice or injustice.
他们的见证通常都是讲到的是公平与不公平。
But the son or a daughter labors to have a testimony for a lifetime.
可是神的儿女，他们一生都在做见证。
We want a testimony to pass on to the next generation.
我要我们的见证，我们要我们的见证来传流我们的后代。
What was the testimony that Abraham passed on to Isaac?
亚伯拉罕的见证到底是什么？他能够传流给亚以撒。
What was in Isaac's mind when he was reopening Abraham's wells?
当以撒来把亚伯拉罕当初掘的井打开来的时候，他心里想的是什么？
I think when you look at the scripture, you can see that very possibly Isaac was thinking about when his father bound him and laid him on the altar.
我想当以撒在掘井的时候，他想起他父亲当初把他绑在放在祭坛上的那个情形。
And it was on that altar that Abraham learned that his father understood to obey God at all costs.
在那个祭坛上，以撒想到他的父亲亚伯拉罕学习到如何在不论什么 不管什么样的代价，就是顺服。
And as Isaac was reopening his father's wells,
当以撒再把亚伯拉罕的井再一次打开的时候，
he could have gone to another territory, but that's not where God told him to go.
他可以到其实到别的地方去，可是神没有这样子告诉他。
The land that God told Isaac to go was very difficult.
神告诉以撒进入的地方其实是非常艰难的地方。
When he reopened a well, the local people claimed it, said that's ours.
当他开井的时候，当地的居民又告诉他那是他们的井，不是他的。
Three times reopened his father's wells.
三次他开了他父亲的井。
And they claimed it.
当地的人都拿走了。
That's a lot of work.
这是很实在做了很多的工作。
But see, his testimony was not for a day. His testimony was for a lifetime.
可是他的见证不是就一天，他的见证是一辈子的。
And it was a testimony he would pass on to the next generation.
而他的见证可以传流到他的下一代。
And the testimony that was handed to him by his father was a testimony that said, "Obey God at all cost."
他从他父亲来领受来的见证是，不论付什么代价，唯有顺服神。
A slave tests the Lord.
奴仆来试探主。
But a son recognizes God's test.
可是神的儿女能够认识到神的试炼。
I think this is much easier said than done.
我想这个是很容易说，可是很难的做得到。
A slave struggles to obey, but a son obeys out of love.
奴仆在顺服上常常有挣扎，可是神的儿女是因着爱而愿意顺服。
A slave speaks what the people want to hear because he's afraid of the people.
奴仆常常讲人希望听到的话，因为他怕这些人。
The slave is more concerned about what people think of him than what the father thinks of him.
奴仆比较常常是忧虑人怎么看他，胜于神怎么看他。
So the slave speaks in order to gain the people's approval.
所以奴仆讲的话是为了要得到人的应许。
But a son speaks what the father says, even when there's opposition.
可是神的儿女即使在面对抵挡的时候，讲的人的说的仍是神要说的话。
I think this is illustrated very clearly in the book of Acts.
所以在使徒行传里头讲了可以看到很明显的画面。
A slave has an orphan heart.
奴仆带着一颗孤儿的心。
What's the characteristics of an orphan?
孤儿是什么样的景象？
Very simply, they have no parents.
简单的说，没有父母。
They have no home to call their own.
没有自己的家。
And a slave, spiritually speaking, has no father and no home to call his own.
所以一个奴仆从属灵上来看，就是一个没有父亲，也没有家。
The understanding of the orphan heart is one where even though intellectually they know, yes, they have a heavenly father, but in their heart there's a lack of trust that says that their father will provide for them.
可是所以奴仆虽然他们在头脑上知道他们有一个天父，可是在他们心里头，他们对神的供应总是带着一个怀疑的心态。
Oh, my heavenly father will provide for somebody else.
我的天父会供应别人。
But I don't think I'm worthy enough for him to provide for me.
对我来说，我不值得他供应我。
But actually, his provision is not based on our worthiness or lack of worthiness.
可是神对我们的供应不是只是在于我们值不值得。
His provision for us is based on His grace.
他对我们的供应是因着他的恩典。
We didn't earn it.
我们没有赚来。
When you pray for somebody to be healed, how do you pray?
当你为其他人代祷来得医治的时候，你是如何祷告的？
Sometimes we pray, Lord, this is such a good brother or sister. They've worked so hard in Your kingdom.
你是不是这样祷告，主啊，这个弟兄姐妹他是这么好，他们是为了你的工作上这么的努力。
We ask that you would heal them in Jesus' name.
我们因着神的名来求你医治他。
What are we asking?
我们到底问的是什么？
We're pointing out to the Lord how worthy they are to be healed.
我们是在跟神说，他很值得你来医治。
But that's not the basis for healing.
可是这个不是神医治的标准。
Healing is not based on our worthiness.
医治不是因着我们配得。
It's based on the worthiness of the Son.
而是医治是因着主耶稣基督他的儿子。
It's based on the shed blood.
是因着他的儿子留下了宝血。
At the cross of Calvary.
是在那个十字架上留下了宝血。
It's based on Isaiah 53, where we see salvation and healing woven together, prophesied hundreds of years before the Roman cross.
医治是在以赛亚书第五十三章讲到了几百年前，救恩和医治是合在一起的。
It's okay to pray for healing.
当然，代求医治是可以的。
Don't stop.
不要停。
But pray for healing on the basis of His worthiness, not our worthiness.
可是以神是主耶稣配得的，而不是因为我们配得这个医治。
Does that make sense?
明白吗？
You see, we're praying on the basis of what's written in the Word of God.
我们求是要照着圣经神的话来求。
Oh, this is such a good brother. Lord, he's worked so hard for you.
主啊，这是这么一个好的弟兄，他为你做了多好的工作。
But the scripture says, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy.
可是经文上说，我给神怜悯，谁就得怜悯。
I have no idea whether God's going to heal this person or not.
我实在不知道神到底要不要医治这位弟兄。
It's based on His worthiness.
而是照着神的旨意。
The slave has an orphan heart.
奴仆有一个孤儿的心。
But a son or a daughter has a heart that has a home.
可是神儿女却有一个归属感的心。
Has a heart that has a loving heavenly father.
他有一个心里头有一个在天上爱他们的父亲的心。
Several years ago, there was a couple in our congregation that made a connection with an orphanage in Tianjin.
几年前，我们的教会与天津的一个孤儿院有了联系。
It's called Shepherd's Field Children's Village.
叫牧羊地儿童村。
And our youth group had an opportunity, or some from our youth group had an opportunity last year to go and to serve and to work with the children at the orphanage for several weeks.
去年我们青少年组有几个青少年去年到那个村庄来服侍。
So when my wife and I went to Asia, we said we want to stop by and.Experience what our own youth have experienced.
所以今年五月，我和我的妻子到亚洲的时候，我们也说我们要经历我们去年我们的青少年所经历的。
And also to make connections on a leadership level.
所以我们也要在那边跟那边带领的人有一些联系。
And so we arrived on a Friday evening.
我们礼拜五晚上到的。
And we were able to connect with the director on Monday morning.
礼拜一早上我们就可以能与那边的负责人有了联系。
And some people had given us some finances to take with us for the orphanage.
有的人在金钱上有奉献让我们带到那个村庄。
So Monday morning we went out to the store, the big market, and bought supplies for the orphanage.
所以礼拜一早上我们就到了当地的一个大的店里头去买一些这个村庄里头需要的东西。
It's multiple floors.
有好几层的这个店有好几层。
And to me, the fascinating thing is the shopping cart has wheels that are magnetic.
对我来说很稀奇，就是那个买车的那个用的那个车买东西用的那个推车下面有那个磁铁。
And the escalator has no steps. It's flat as it goes up or goes down.
那个电梯是没有阶梯的，就是往上或是往下。
So you take your shopping cart, and when it hits the escalator, it's immediately magnetized.
所以当你用那个推车一进到那个电梯的时候，就与那个电梯就吸住了。
And so we're going up to the next floor.
所以我们到了第二层。
And we're buying fans. We're buying hot dogs.
我们买电扇，我们买热狗。
We're buying five shopping carts full of supplies.
我们买了五个车子的东西。
It was so much fun.
很好玩。
We loaded them into the van, and when we got back to the orphanage, we were unloading the supplies from the van.
我们把东西都放进了我们开的那个大的车子了。我们到了那个牧羊那个孤儿院的时候，我们再把东西再拿出来。
And this year, they're not going to use the air conditioning at all. They're just going to use the brand new fans.
今年这个地方他们不会要用冷气机，他们就要用这些大的电风扇。
And while we were unloading the vans, nap time was over.
当我们把东西都卸下来的时候，他们午睡的时候已经过了。
And my wife and I and the director and a couple other people were unloading the van.
我的妻子和我还有当地的那个负责人，还有几个童工一起在把东西从车上拿下来。
And two of the orphans came out to the front of the building, and they saw the director.
两个孩子那个。孤儿院的孩子从里头跑出来，看到了那个负责的人。
And in the innocent, childlike faith,
就是像一个非常天真孩子的一个语气。
When they saw him, they said, "Baba."
他们看到那个负责人，他们叫他爸爸。
Now, if anyone has a right to have an orphan heart, it's an orphan.
如果有一个人他就是带着一个孤儿的心的话，他就是一个孤儿。
But these orphans have a father.
可是这些孤儿有一个父亲。
They have the provision of that father.
他们那个父亲对他们有供应。
They have a home.
他们有一个家。
And what we saw was a picture of an orphan who does not have an orphan heart.
所以我们看到的是一个孤儿，却没有带着一个孤儿的心态。
They trust their father.
他们相信我们的主，我们的父。
You see, the son or the daughter no longer has an orphan heart like the slave.
神的儿女不再有那个带着奴仆的那种孤儿的心态。
The son or the daughter has the orphan heart filled with love.
他有带着其实是对那个孤儿的那心的那种爱。
And recognizes that they belong to him.
而知道自己是属于神。
We belong to our heavenly Father.
我们属于我们天上的父。
And if we discover that there's an orphan heart inside of us,
如果我们发现我们自己有一个孤儿的心态的时候，
we need to simply say, Father, would you build trust in my heart until that orphan heart is gone.
我们愿不愿意说，父啊，能不能把那个儿子的心态放在我们的心里，让我们除去这个孤儿的心态？
phrase that I have shared with you before, a principle that I've shared with you before, is that workers receive a wage, but sons receive an inheritance.
我们看到我们的一个原则是工人得工价，可是儿子是得产业。
This goes back to the verse that we read in Galatians.
这回到我们刚刚念的加拉太书。
We have an inheritance in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣里，我们有产业。
And we think of all of the blessings that we have in Christ as our inheritance.
我们知道在因着基督耶稣，我们有祝福，这就是我们的产业。
But I'd like, if possible, to expand our understanding of inheritance, if I can.
我想在这个产业上，我要多讲一点。
Remember when the prodigal son demanded his inheritance and then he squandered it?
记不记得那个浪子他要求他的产业，然后他又挥霍了那些产业。
There was a material aspect to that inheritance.
在那个产业上是带着物质上的。
There was a tangible aspect to that inheritance.
是个可以毁灭的一个物质上的。
And I would like to communicate, if we can, that there is a...More than just spiritual blessings that I can't touch, there is a tangible aspect to our inheritance.
所以在我们的产业中，其实有些是可以触摸到的。
There are people that we can minister to.
有些人我们可以与他传福音。
There are people that we can lead into the kingdom.
有些人我们可以带他进入天国。
There.Are good works that our Heavenly Father has created in advance for us, Ephesians 2:10.
在以弗所书第二章第十节说到，神已经设立了好的工作让我们来做。
If we receive the fullness of our kingdom inheritance in Christ right now, would we spend it on ourselves?
如果我们已经领受了在基督里天国的丰富的产业的时候，我们只是单单要再花在我们自己的身上吗？
What was Christ's inheritance?
到底在基督里的产业是什么？
Psalm 2 tells us it was the nations.
在诗歌中的第二章，诗篇中的第二章是说是万国。
Tangible.
这是可以触摸到的。
I don't mean to diminish the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ.
我不是要把属灵上的产业来降低了属灵上的产业。
But there's a tangible aspect to our inheritance.
可是这样的产业我们是可以看得见的。
By faith, we already have the inheritance in Christ.
因着信，我们在基督里已经有了产业。
We need to prepare ourselves to receive the fullness of that inheritance.
我们要把我们自己预备整齐了，来接受这丰富的产业。
But we also need to steward the inheritance.
我们也要做这个产业的管家。
What does that mean?
到底这是什么意思？
We need to be stewards of what God has already given us.
我们要把神交给我们的，我们要好好管理。
One of the things that God has given us, the same to each and every person, is time.
神给了我们每一个人都有的就是时间。
That's why the scripture says, redeem the time.
所以经文上说我们要把握时间。
When we were in Asia, we had the opportunity to meet a sister who was sharing the gospel.
在亚洲的时候，我们很幸运地遇到了一个姐妹，我们可以一起分享福音。
It's a very young lady.
一个年轻的姐妹。
78.
78岁。
She became a believer at a later age.
她在年长的时候才相信主。
And when she was 65, she said, "I need to spend my life for him."
当他65岁的时候，他是说我要为主摆上。
And she went to the first missions organization and went through the interview process.
他到一个传福音的机构来面谈。
And they were all ready to accept her into their missions organization.
他们接受了他。
And they said, "Oh, by the way, how old are you?"
所以他们问他，哎，你多大年纪了？
And at that time, she said, "I'm 65."
她告诉他们，她65岁。
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't take anyone who's retired.
那个机构说，哦，对不起，我们不收任何退休的人。
She says, "I'm retired from my work, but I'm not retired from the kingdom."
她说，我是从我工作上退休了，可是在神国中我没有退休。
There's work to be done.
还有很多工作需要做。
Sorry, we can't take you.
对不起，我们不能接受你。
So she went to second missions organization.
所以她到第二个机构。
How old are you?
你今年多大年纪？
I'm 65.
我六十五岁。
Oh, sorry.
对不起。
We can't take you.
我们不能接受你。
She was so upset.
她非常的难过。
So she went to the third.
她到第三个机构。
And they said, "We would be happy to take you."
他们跟她说，我们真是很高兴地接受你。
And from age 65 to age 78, she's been serving the Lord faithfully.
从六十五岁到七十八岁，她忠心地服侍主。
Sharing the gospel to Muslims.
她在伊斯兰教中间来传讲主的福音。
You say, well, what about the grandchildren?
那人家说，那你会问他的儿孙呢？
Well, she has children and grandchildren.
对，他是有儿孙的人。
And once every 3 years, she comes back to the U.S. to visit her children and grandchildren.
所以每三年他会到美国来看他的儿孙。
She stays for a month to 2 months.
他会在美国停留一个月到两个月。
And then goes back.
然后回去。
Why?
为什么？
There's work to be done.
还有许多工作需要做。
You see, if you have a carnal mindset, retirement means I just sit back and do nothing.
如果你有一个属肉体的心思，退休就是退休了，什么都不做。
But if you have the worldview of the Holy Spirit, you don't get to retire from the kingdom until you get to go home to be with Jesus.
如果你带着一个圣灵的心态的来看。来看事情的话，你不能退休，直到神召你回天家。
There's work to be done.
有许多事情需要做。
There's people to lead to Christ.
有许多人需要认识主。
There's children to teach.
有许多孩子需要被教导。
Older mothers get to teach younger mothers.
年长的母亲教导年轻的母亲。
Older brothers get to mentor and disciple younger brothers.
年长的弟兄来带领年轻的弟兄。
You have an inheritance.
你有一个产业。
And you need to steward the inheritance that God wants to give you.
你需要把神交给你的产业好好的管理。
And I believe that inheritance is not only spiritual blessings, but there's also a tangible portion to that inheritance.
这个产业不仅仅只是在属灵上的产业，而是在我们周遭围，我们可以看得见。
And it involves people.
这是有关乎人的。
Now to look at this young lady that we met.
我们再回来看看这位年轻的姐妹。
If you go by outward appearance, you would think that she would not be suitable.
如果你说她如果是个做父母的，你可能觉得她不太合适。
Doesn't matter.
有关系吗？
God doesn't go by outward appearance. He goes by the heart.
神不从外表来看人，而是看人的内心。
See, there's a transition from slave to son by the renewing of the mind.
当我们的心意更新的时候，我们就能够从一个奴仆转换成神的儿女。
In this case, mind is actually this one up here.
在这个讲这个心思的时候，我们讲的是我们头脑。
This has to change so that this can change.
我们的头脑上面要有转变，我们的心思、我们的肚腹才会跟着转变。
What's the Holy Spirit's worldview for your life?
到底，圣灵在你身上有着什么样的看见？
My wife and I have a very limited vocabulary.
我太太跟我言语上非常少。
In fact, when we were on our own and we went to the restaurant together.
当我们在第二个星期的时候，我们自己到餐馆去。
We usually got the waitresses laughing.
我们常常让那个招待我们的人笑我们。
Because we're trying to use the limited vocabulary and hand motions, and if there's pictures, point to the picture.
因为我们非常 极少的字我们可以用，所以我们用手啊，或者是用图片啊，来指出我们到底要点的是什么菜。
We were in one restaurant.
我们在一个餐馆里头。
And I was remembering that when we have lunch at church, there's always a little dish of 辣椒。不是，辣椒。
I remember when we were in our church, we always have a little dish is hot pepper.
Isn't this fun?
我记得我我记得我在我的教会的时候，我们有一个小盘的辣椒。
So when we ordered soup,
当我们点那个汤的时候
，I said to the waitress, 一点辣。
我跟那个人说，带一点点辣。
Now in my mind, 一点 means.
在我观念，一点点就是一点点。
But when they brought the soup,
他们把汤拿出来的时候
，we let it cool a little bit.
我让汤冷下来一点。
And my wife began eating the soup first.
我太太先吃。
Now my wife is Caucasian, as you know.
我太太是一个白人，你看到了。
But her face started to change color.
她整个脸。的颜色都变了。
Because it was their definition of Edian was different than our definition.
因为他们的观念一点点跟我们的观念一点点差很多。
Your vocabulary is so much larger than ours.
你能够讲的字跟话比我们多得多。
If God will open the door for us, perhaps He'll open the door for you.
如果神跟我们开了门，也会给你开了门。
More than just spiritual blessings, which we are very grateful for, also recognize that inheritance is tangible.
不仅仅是在属灵上的祝福，当然我们很宝贝那样的祝福，而是在实质上，在我们周遭环境中。也带着祝福。
And when we stand before Him in that day, we will take that inheritance and present it back to Him.
当我们与神面对面的那一天，我们要把我们的产业呈现给他。
And say, Lord, this is yours.
我们要跟主说，主，这是你的。
I was thinking about the inheritance that my wife and I have.
我常想到我跟我太太的产业。
We have a pretty good idea of what it is.
我们大概知道我们到底有什么样的产业。
We haven't seen it yet.
我们还没有看见。
In fact, the Lord let us know that we would not see it until we were older.
我们知道神对我们说，我们要到再年长一点，我们才会看得见。
And I reminded the Lord this year that I'm not getting any younger.
所以今年我跟神，我提醒神，我又年长了。
And we said, Lord, we want to see our inheritance.
所以我们跟神说，神让我们看到我们的产业。
We don't believe we have seen the fullness of it yet.
我们觉得我们还没有看到那完全丰富的产业。
Part of our inheritance is being able to release young men and women into ministry.
我们产业的一部分是让我们的年轻的孩子们能够。带他们进入神的事工中。
It's a privilege that God's given us.
这真的是神给我们的一个权柄。
One of the young men that came through our congregation had moved on to another church.
在我们教会中有一个年轻的人到了另外一个教会。
And he was sensing that God was calling him to full-time ministry.
他感受到神在呼召他做全职的事工。
And we saw him at a wedding banquet.
我们在一个婚礼上看见他。
And at the banquet,
he was talking with us and sharing with us how he felt he was called into full-time ministry.
在那个时候，他与我们分享他是神是如何呼召，如何带领他进入全职的服事。
And while we were speaking with him, the Holy Spirit just gently prompted us to pray for him and release him into full-time ministry.
当我们在交通的时候，圣灵就在我们身上有一个感动，要我们为他祷告，让他能够温柔地替他祷告，让他能够进入那个全职的事工上。
And right there at the wedding banquet, we prayed together.
就在那个婚礼的晚宴上面，我们一起祷告。
And we said, Father, according to the prompting of your Holy Spirit, we release this young man into your call upon his life for full-time ministry.
我们就是这样子说，父神照着圣灵的指引，我们愿意把这个年轻人交在你的手中，进入你全职为你全职的侍奉。
Later that year, he went to seminary.
那一年的下半年，他进入了神学院。
And just a few weeks ago, he graduated.
几个星期前，他毕业了。
He's been serving as an intern in a Chinese church in Brooklyn.
他在布鲁克林，在一个中国人的教会里头，在。现在正在服事。
And that church is bringing him on as a full-time pastor.
所以慢慢的那个教会要把他带进他们的教会，作为一个全职的服事的人。
We're not saying that we raised him up.
我们没有说我们抚养他长大。
We had a privilege to sow some seed in his life as a young believer.
我们只是有一个荣幸，能够把神的话能够种植在他的心里头。
He acted on that.
而他对那样的话有个反应。
Responded to the call of God on his life.
他愿意回应神对他的呼召。
But it's part of the inheritance that God has given us that I'm willing to share with you.
所以这也是神给我的产业，我愿意与大家分享的。
It's a privilege that God's given us.
这真是神给我的一个荣幸。
Doesn't happen every day.
不是每一天都会发生。
I only share that to say that you have a tangible inheritance to steward.
我与大家分享是因为要告诉大家，你也会有类似的产业，你可以去。
You cannot steward it with a slave mentality.
你要管理你神交给你的产业，不能带着一个奴仆的心态。
You can only steward it with a son or daughter mentality.
你一定要带着神儿女的心态来管理这个产业。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you for this precious congregation.
主啊，为了这个宝贝的教会来感谢你。
And Father, I just ask that you would raise up workers out of this congregation.
主啊，但愿你兴起你的工人。
You would raise up men and women, old and young.
不论男女，不论年纪。
Who would recognize that they're, yes, they might be retired from their job, but have not retired from the kingdom.
让我们大家都知道，虽然我们可能是在工作上退休了，可是在你神国的事工上，我们没有退休。
Lord, I ask that you would raise up pastors out of this congregation.
神，我们也盼望你从这个教会能够兴起为你传道的牧人。
Lord, I ask that you would raise up Sunday school teachers.
求你兴起主日学的老师。
Lord, I ask that you would raise up evangelists.
求你兴起传福音的人。
Teachers.
教师。
Lord, I ask that you would raise up even apostles out of this congregation.
求主也兴起使徒。
That they might present that inheritance to you because they have stewarded that inheritance.
因着他们愿意管理他，你交给他们产业，他们将来可以把这样的产业呈现给你。
Lord, I thank you for the testimony that this church is leaving in this, is establishing in this territory.
感谢主，这个教会在这个土地上能够有所见证。
And that it is a testimony that will remain for generations.
这样的见证一代传一代。
Until Jesus comes back.
只等到基督再来。
So Lord, we bless this congregation with faithfulness.
求主，我们因着信，求主来祝福这个教会。
Lord, we bless this congregation with the worldview of the Holy Spirit.
求主因着圣灵的观念来带领这个教会。
That they might see His purposes for this congregation.
让我们能看到你的旨意。
Lord, I thank you and I commit them to you in Jesus' precious name.
所以主，我们感谢你，我们把这个教会交在你的手上，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。